This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We mentioned this thing that everybody sort of has a little white lie. Maybe it's a secret. Something that you're holding on to in life that often jumps up to bite you at the most inopportune times. If you've been following the news at all in the last couple of weeks, a lot of politicians had a lot of things that were sitting in their background that, yeah, I want to own up to that. No, wait, I deny that that's me, right? I mean, right there, your credibility is blown either way because you're either too stupid to know what is in your background or you fold like a cheap suit when the pressure is on, right?
Right.
When you're dancing, once you make a statement about something, you're all in.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to step into, you don't get to step into another pool.
No, it's better to not lie if you're going to fold like that.
But almost everybody has something that, they've kind of played close to the vest. Case in point, I don't know if you saw this, but there's a 20-year-old girl in Florida. Her name was Sydney Allen. She had to go in and get some x-rays done. She wasn't feeling well, had the cold then. All of us have had for like the last month, right? Yeah. They were worried that she was getting pneumonia, so they went in to take some chest x-rays. Mom and dad were there because they were paying the bills.
Right.
Chest x-ray comes back, doctor pops it up and to look at it and say, oh yeah, there's a little bit of potential of pneumonia happening here. Parents don't hear a word. They don't even hear a word. They're like, what in the hell is that? Turns out Sydney had her nipples pierced. And mom and dad were not happy at all about this.
Yeah, because I guess that would show up in an x-ray.
Most inopportune time to have that come out. Hey, my daughter might be pretty sick, might have pneumonia. What the hell is that? What is that?
It's funny how certain things are just such a big deal to other people.
It always kind of moves around, right? You know, where the meter is. But if this has happened to this 20-year-old by the name of Sydney Allen, it stands to reason any one of our friends of show could have something that's just kind of dancing out there in their past that they might want to take an opportunity to get it off their chest, so to speak. Matt, you have anything you want to come clean on? Anything that might be hiding that could jump up and bite you, bite you right on the
bonus? I'm sure there's something there, but I'm too dumb to keep a lie, so it's a lot easier to not.
Friend of show Daniel hit us right away. Email Terry at KGON.com. He said, yeah, I better come clean, guys. Mom, Dad, I'm the one who drank all the liquor in the liquor cabinet with my friends in 1991. Good for you, Daniel. Friend of show Cheryl said, when I was younger, still living at home, I spent the weekend at a guy's house when I was allegedly away on a business trip.
Oh.
Coming clean. Coming clean. I'm sure there's quite a few of those.
Sure, when I was a kid, we did the, I'll tell my parents I'm spending the night at your house. You tell them you're spending the night at my house, and then you don't have a house to go to.
No, then you're just hanging out in the street and around, I don't know, 1 or 2 in the morning, you're cold, tired, and hungry.
Yes.
We didn't think this plan out too well. Friend of show Ted. Wow. Emailed us. He says, I've been divorced for over a year and I haven't told my parents.
Wow.
How do you pull that one off? How do you even manage to possibly, there has to be in a year. I don't think I ever went a year without seeing my parents at some point.
Yeah. I would think that there's a few key days that you would just have to come up with an excuse. Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Is it safe to say it's time for a TED talk? Is that what needs to go on here? I'm just trying to process that. If there's, I guess I did go for a while without seeing my mother. I talked to her on the phone when I lived back in the Midwest, and my mom lived still in California.
Yeah, if you guys live in different states, I can see how that would work.
But it would seem like, how do you run that for that long?
Like I said, there's only a few key days that you would really have to worry about. And even then you can go, yeah, she had to work.
Wow. I thought my whole thing about being a bridge builder in an earlier life was a big deal, but that's a really big deal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.